This is the National Rural News.
Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Basin ministers will meet in Albury tomorrow in their final meeting of the year. It's the first time ministers have met since allegations of theft and corruption in the Murray-Darling Basin first emerged in July. 11 different inquiries have since been launched, including South Australia's own Royal Commission. I caught up with National Irrigators Council Chief Executive Steve Wan.
Very strong message from us is that it's up to ministers to work together to make sure the basin plan stays on track. And that means ticking off the stages which were envisaged in 2012, including the Northern Basin Review and the 605 gigalitres of sustainable diversion limit adjustment measures. Those two things have been the subject of some political point scoring recently, but our message is that ministers need to keep the plan on track by implementing the plan as it was envisaged with in 2012 with those measures in it.
There's been some big movement and big steps made forward with those SDL packages this year. Do you think they're going in the right direction for water recovery?
Well, the 605 gigalitres of SDL adjustment measures is absolutely critical for the basin plan. And, you know, there's a lot of detail in those packages, in those programs, which does need to be worked out. But at the moment, all we're being asked to do is for the federal parliament to approve the 605 gigalitres figure. Now, that's quite critical if the basin plan is to be implemented as it was envisaged, because it means that our communities in the southern basin won't need to recover more water from productive use to meet that first 2750 gigalitres set out in the plan.
As far as the plan goes, it's been in the media for the wrong reasons this year. Since ministers last all got together, there's been South Australia's announced it will be going to take its own Royal Commission into the Basin Plan. What do you think? Do you think this is going to be a big talking point among ministers tomorrow?
Look, I'm sure that the all the compliance issues will be a strong talking point, and quite rightly. We've seen New South Wales Minister Blair release on Friday a plan to tackle compliance. I hope that ministers, though, go in there with open minds and willing to listen to each other about the action that's being taken, because, you know, while compliance is absolutely critical, irrigators want to see the right thing done with water, just the same as every community down the river wants to see it. We need to recognise that compliance will always be something that governments need to continue to focus on. It shouldn't stop the implementation of the plan from proceeding, though.
National Irrigators Council Chief Executive Steve Wan. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in contact, send me an email, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.